It's Monday, August 21st, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The World Christian Database shows that Nepal has one of the fastest growing Christian populations in the world. The World View spoke to William Stark of International Christian Concern, who has visited Nepal a number of times. He said that the Hindu caste system is the biggest reason that many of the poorest Nepalese are turning to Christ.
You have to look at the social makeup of a place like Nepal. You have Hinduism as the dominant religion, which includes the issue of the caste system. So you have a society that's built in tiers, where you have the Brahmins who live at the top of that social hierarchy that's created in Hinduism. But then you also have the Dalits, who also exist in a place like Nepal. And unfortunately, these Dalits, even though discriminating on the basis of caste is technically illegal in Nepal, it's still widely practiced.
Stark said that the story of the unconditional love of Jesus for all peoples is what really touches these Nepalese.
You have in Hinduism this idea that I'm born into this station of being untouchable. For me to do my duty in this lifetime, I have to accept my position as the lowest in society and be okay with the fact that I'm going to be marginalized and discriminated against. There's nothing I can do about it. So when you have the gospel come to a place where that's your belief system, when a message comes to you and says, no, you're loved by your creator equally as everyone else, that is a radical message.
John 3:17 says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Meanwhile, Christianity in North Korea continues to grow despite being the worst for persecution. The U.S. State Department's recent report on religious freedom worldwide called out North Korea for their violation of the, quote, right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion, unquote. However, a defector from North Korea who is helping underground churches there recently told The Telegraph in an interview that respect and worship of Kim Jong-un and his family is decreasing while, quote, the Christian church is also growing and deepening its roots, unquote. Christian Aid launched an appeal last Friday for emergency donations to help the 3,000 families left homeless and devastated in Sierra Leone, West Africa, by recent flooding and mudslides. Around 400 people have died as a result of the landslide, and 600 more are missing. You can support the victims in Sierra Leone through Christian Aid in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Microsoft billionaire Paul G. Allen announced last Friday that his research vessel found the wreckage of the USS Indianapolis in the Philippine Sea. The Indianapolis famously delivered the crucial components of the Hiroshima atomic bomb, but was sunk shortly afterwards in July of 1945 by a Japanese submarine, causing 879 deaths, the greatest loss of life in U.S. naval history. That was Jerry Lewis reprising one of his signature expressions on The Late Show with David Letterman. Lewis, who is 91, died yesterday morning of natural causes in Las Vegas with his family by his side. For decades, Jerry Lewis's star had been as bright as any comedic force in America, reports the Los Angeles Times. His partnership with Dean Martin forged the hottest comedy team of an era, and his films were embraced by audiences raised on his manic, over-the-top, rubber-faced routines. Then, as if by design, he shifted gears and poured his energy and time into philanthropy as host of the annual Muscular Dystrophy Association Telethon, a charity event he hosted for 44 years, raising hundreds of millions. Last year, after a 20-year absence, Lewis returned to the big screen in the dramatic film Max Rose. In a promotional interview on Inside Edition, he fretted about the waning number of days he had before him.
If you're real to yourself, you recognize there's not a lot of time left. I don't like that part. I don't like that part at all.
Through tears, Lewis explained that his greatest fear was leaving behind his wife Sandy and their 24-year-old daughter Danielle.
I'm not going to hold them. I'm not going to love on them. And then I can't handle that.
Psalm 90, verse 12 says, "Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." And that wisdom comes when we seek Christ's forgiveness for our sins, so that we may spend eternity with Him and our saved loved ones. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, August 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.